We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Did you catch Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett last night on CBS? Pretty remarkable. How old is Tony Bennett now? I think he's, what, 95, 96? Still going strong, and it was a joy to watch. Speaking of joy to watch, we're now in full-blown holiday mode. That means a lot of live holiday TV specials on the docket. Matt Rausch is here from TV Insider with the very latest. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the Tony Bennett Lady Gaga concert from last night that was on CBS, because the most remarkable thing about it was seen in a 60 Minutes piece a few weeks ago, is that Tony Bennett is basically living with Alzheimer's, and only when the music plays is he the Tony Bennett that we know and love. And so to have him be able to produce an entire concert like that is truly remarkable. Yeah, that was something to watch, I got to say. So that if people didn't miss it, they can replay it somehow or other. That was really something for sure. But as you mentioned, yes, we are in holiday mode, and that means the return of the live TV musical. NBC started the trend many years ago with the big hit production of The Sound of Music. But now The Sun Will Come Out at Night, I guess, on Thursday night when Annie goes live. So it's Annie Live. They were promoting it very heavily at the Macy's parade last week. But what makes Annie Live pretty special, I guess, is that they've done some fun casting here. Taraji P. Henson, who was pretty famous in recent years playing the diva on Empire, is going to be Miss Hannigan. That is the woman who runs the orphanage and gets a bunch of big juicy numbers. So to see Taraji P. Henson really let loose that way, that could be fun. It takes some getting used to watching Harry Connick Jr., a bald version of Harry Connick Jr. with a bald cap on, playing Daddy Warbucks. And then the new Annie, as always, is usually a discovery, somebody that you will now get to hear from. She's a 12-year-old. Her name is Selena Smith, and she is probably not the first black actress to play Annie, but probably in terms of a mainstream production like this, I suppose that's the case. It's a pretty diverse cast. Also includes Tituss Burgess and a few others, so that should be fun to watch. Anyway, it's this time to produce television that the family can watch together, which is a fairly rare commodity anymore, so maybe that's something else to celebrate when Annie goes live on Thursday night.
Absolutely. And I have to admit, one of my coping skills, one of my guilty pleasures is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Talk about a dysfunctional group of people who consistently make you laugh, and they're, what, up to 15 seasons?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of in the Seinfeld mode where, you know, they never learn their lesson. They're most awful people in the world, but they're very, very funny. And it's been going for 15 seasons. It originated on FX. Now it moved over to FXX. But on Wednesday, it will start its 15th season, which makes it the longest running, comedy in TV history. Not that it's made the most episodes. I mean, because it makes only a few. I think it's only like 8 or 10 for this season. So they're only at around 160 episodes, whereas shows like The Big Bang Theory and Friends clocked in at around 270 or more, and there's others in that same ballpark. But for the fact that it's coming back again for another short season, and the first episode has them looking back at the tumultuous year of 2020 and how they coped during the pandemic, and you won't be surprised to hear that they didn't do it very well. But yes, if you're a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's back as coming on back as of Wednesday, and like you said, it's making a little bit of TV history with its 15th season.
Absolutely. I remember reading The Hot Zone when the book came out. I think it was Preston, about Ebola. But now there's Hot Zone Anthrax. I'm not sure that's going to make me feel better about the current state of the world.
No, it's oddly timed as well. It's like, who really wants to go through this again? But yeah, so they made a miniseries out of that, the Ebola Hot Zone book on National Geographic a few years ago with Juliana Margulies. And last night they premiered the first episode, but I think they replay it tonight. And then it continues tonight and into Tuesday, a docudrama about the anthrax scare that followed 9/11.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. So what else should we be considering here if we want a little mental health break? What shows are you watching? What series are standing out to you right now, Matt? What do you like?
Oh, you know, there's just so much right now. I mean, you know, for fun, you can watch Larry David. He's continuing a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, yep, which just goes completely bonkers all the time. But I will want to call out the fact that there was a show that was canceled at the end of its second season earlier this year called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. It was a musical series on NBC about a woman who could read people's inner thoughts through music and dance. And it was a fantasy, fun series, but they canceled it after 2 years. But this Wednesday, if you're a fan of the show, on the Roku channel, which is a free streaming service, they have a feature-length movie sequel called Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas, where all of the people are back in their singing and dancing mode as she's trying to put together the first Christmas since losing her dad. It was a really joyful show. It's one of those shows that I really look forward to every week. So having that come back, it feels like a little bit of a Christmas gift, early Christmas gift, to have Zoe come back for this Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas, available Wednesday on the Roku channel.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Speaking of Christmas gifts, for people of faith, I'm watching The Chosen, which got a lot of buzz. Wall Street Journal article over the weekend about the life and times of Jesus, and it was all crowdsourced. People contributing $20, $50, $100, and they have season one now, and I think they hope to do 7 or 8 seasons. And it's well done. I'm enjoying it. It's interesting to me how the model seems to be shifting, more crowdsourcing options out there. So something for everyone. Matt Rausch, TV Insider. Have a great Monday. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.